Force be with you. It's your boy Nikita here with another segment of Versus. It's going to be Winchy versus Exotic today. I'm super excited. The topic for today is Null Arcs versus the Bad Batch. So we're having a clone off. As we all know, Exotic has a huge fucking clone boner. So I'm excited to see. Actually, you know what? It's basically clone boner versus Mandalorian clone boner today. So I'm excited to see where this goes. But boys, if you're ready, let's get started.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Winchy, here to kick some ass.
I mean, yeah, you kind of set me up to fail, but I'll definitely try my hardest.
Are you hard right now?
No.
See? You've already lost. It's already over, my dude.
And you can't even complain about being set up to fail after I had to, the first versus, I had to do Battle of the Dads with him, and there's no way I can beat the daddest dad.
But I mean, like, Bad Batch is literally just wish.com, no Lars, no?
Exactly. I win. All right, versus is over.
Exactly.
I want to see y'all duke it out anyway, so y'all gotta have at it.
All right, we gotta pick like in what area are we arguing that they're the best, or are we just arguing that they're the best in general?
Yeah, I guess it'd be like, you know, like all around, like one to one.
What about if we do like, you know, like war skills and, you know, combat infiltration, that kind of thing?
So what Exotic said?
What did he say?
Do one to one comparisons.
Yeah. But there's, isn't there like 7 Null Arcs and only 5 Bad Batch? Or am I missed? What do you mean by one to one comparisons?
Like, say they're doing the exact same mission, who would do it better, pretty much?
Oh, I'm cool with that. So to make this fair, since I, as much as I try to eliminate bias, I do think that this is definitely a one-sided argument. So instead, we're going to give you guys a scenario, and you guys are going to fight between which scenario your group would do better on. So the mission at hand is to infiltrate the Imperial Palace on Coruscant and retrieve a Sith artifact from Palpatine's own personal, like, force collection. The goal is to basically convince me which one you think would do it better, or, you know, if even your group could succeed at this effort. It's gonna be hard as fuck, so go for it, boys.
All right, where in Coruscant is this located?
I just said the Imperial Palace, jackass.
Like, where in the palace are we talking?
Well, if we're assuming that it's Palpatine's private stash, probably somewhere underground.
Like pretty deep, like sub-level, like...
Let's say somewhere like between 2.5... and 3 kilometers below the surface, or below the base level of the Imperial Palace. How about that?
Okay. And the Imperial Palace got built on top of the temple, right?
We don't have Brick3PO to fact check today.
Oh.
I will be our fact checker. Yes, it was. So it wasn't built on top of it. It was just the repurposed Jedi Grand Temple. The Imperial Palace, also known as the Emperor's Palace and known formally as the Jedi Grand Temple, was the official residence of the Dark Lord of the Sith and Galactic Emperor Darth Sidious. Located in the palace court of the Federal District of Imperial City.
Okay, so my next question is he home?
Let's say that this is a timed infiltration and Palpatine is currently off Coruscant right now.
Okay, are we going by, like, are we taking the ages into account of the clones?
Let's say that both groups, regardless of the time period that the infiltration is happening, are in their prime.
Okay.
And before argumentation starts, Exotic, do you have any other clarifying questions? Because I will try to avoid being in there unless, like, someone gets too rowdy or something.
It's not particularly.
All right, battle off then.
You can go first, Minchi.
All right, so... We got the 6 nulls. We got Ordo, Jang, Comrick, Prudy, Muriel, and Aden. Prudy, Jang, and Comrick are going to be the best at, like, stealth operations. I'm assuming... So, what are we talking about, like, security-wise, Nagata?
Did you just call me Nagata?
I did.
That's toxic. Anyways, we're going to assume that it's a full regular complement of security officers, and I'm going to mention that since this is Palpatine's secret stash, it would also include at least 2 Imperial guards. So I'm going to say there's 4 total probably on the floor where you're trying to infiltrate.
Okay, any Imperial hands or no?
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Okay, cool. Minimal force users around, if any, and... typical security.
Correct. The only force users involved would be the Imperial Guards, and as far as we know, they're only force sensitive to a degree.
Okay. So one of the things that the Nulls typically do when they go on an op like this is they'll grab regular trooper armor or something like that to blend in. They're very good at impersonating other troops, especially Stormies and clones. One of them would be acting as like the officer or of the like the captain of the squad or whatever. So they'd probably go in as a either a 3-man group or a 6-man total and then split split at some point. Jang and Prudy would probably have some form of like hacked identichip, getting them through most of the security. They're very good at procuring those kinds of things, forged identities and whatnot. So I don't imagine they're going to have any or too much trouble getting through the regular rank and file and actually getting to at least the lower levels. Obviously, they have to work around some, hey, you're not allowed in this area kind of thing. But they would have tracked trooper movements, inserted themselves as a regular patrol, gotten down to the lower levels. I think really no problem. As for getting into the cache to fucking Imperial Guard, if we're talking to Imperial Guard, that's easy peasy. They're going down no problemo. I mean, we see freaking Din Djarin and Lil Grogu take out three of them. I guarantee you six nulls are gonna wipe the floor. Thank you. Wipe the floor with two Imperial Guard, no matter how elite those dudes are. They don't even carry blasters, and my boys pack some serious firepower. As for like getting the artifact and getting out, I feel like it's going to be the same thing. Like they're masters of infiltration. They're masters of electronic warfare. They're elite, the elitist of the clone troops. I mean, the Bad Batch is, like we said earlier, kind of a wish version of them. They're like highly specialized commandos in essence, but the nulls are a cut above even the alpha arcs because the Kaminoans didn't modify the Fett genome as much to be less like aggressive, and you know they don't follow orders like the other troopers do. They're not conditioned like that. They also added some like modifications to the actual physical structure of the boys, so they're a bit, you know, stronger and faster than the other ones, smarter too. Their brains are ridiculous. And I don't feel like they're gonna have any problem actually getting into the facility. If they do end up in a firefight, I don't think they'll have any issues getting out of it either. Although, like, if they do get swarmed by the whole, you know, the whole compound and get trapped in like a small, you know, room or something, one or two of them might go down, especially if they're wearing the main like clone trooper armor. But I doubt it. And even if they were, they probably would have reinforced it with like the undersuits that they use for their Beskar armor instead, which are much more blaster resistant than the typical trooper undersuit anyway. I don't know. I don't think if Palps isn't home, I don't see them having any issues getting in and out with the object, with the holocron or whatever.
So is that the end of your spiel?
Yeah, it's just like another day that ends in Y for them.
Yeah, so with Bad Batch, it'd probably go a little bit different, because I mean, we've seen them try to do some infiltration stuff throughout the series and usually it doesn't end out too well. But as far as like getting in and getting out, you have Hunter, Tech, Echo. I mean, they can pretty much infiltrate pretty well. I mean, Hunter's little intuition, I guess, buff. He could pretty much get by anything and pretty much sneak through all of it. And since they are all regular clone-esque, they could definitely infiltrate with the armors and stuff like that, like you brought up. But I mean, getting through any type of security, Echo and Tech could get through that pretty easily. And then you have just Crosshair on lookout and Wrecker doing whatever the fuck he does whenever they're trying to infiltrate, because that motherfucker's too big to do pretty much anything stealthfully. Imperial Guard wise, I mean, you said it yourself, fucking Baby Yoda and fucking Din Djarin can get through two of them, or three of them, I think. That should be like no problem whatsoever for Hunter, Echo, and Tech. I mean, they've taken down plenty decently strong enemies, so you don't really have to worry too much about some motherfuckers with some pointy sticks that are a little bit force sensitive. But yeah, I mean, they could definitely get to the cache, but it's probably not going to be as like quiet going out. They're definitely going to blow some shit up and most likely cause a bit of noise trying to get out. I mean, I would assume the null arcs probably have the upper hand when it comes to stealth, because like I said, in the Bad Batch series, it seems like every episode that they did anything of trying to get in and get out without being noticed, it always ended badly. They always had to blow their way out. But yeah, I don't think any regular rank and file troopers or Imperial Guards could definitely stop them if they had to. They had to get that for the sake of their mission.
So for argument's sake, which group do you think would be able to do it faster, and which group do you think would be able to actually successfully exfiltrate?
The nulls, 100%. I mean, look, Tech is a good, you know, hacker, that kind of thing, right? Tech and Echo could do some shit like that. But like the nulls, they come with the freaking identichips and everything like preloaded. They bring those with them. They've already done the pre-work. Tech and them, they're kind of as it comes, they solve or try to solve problems. So they're definitely going to have a harder time getting through the facility, spoofing Imperial IDs, that kind of thing. So I think even just by like getting through doors and whatnot, the nulls are going to be faster in general.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you also got, I mean, say if they get that prep time, because, you know, a couple episodes they got imperial codes through Rex and Echo, so if that was an option they could go that way. But like I said, they're gonna have to blow their way out. There's no way they're sneaking out. Like, they're not getting in and getting out as quickly as possible. Just depending on if the Nulls can sneak faster, then the Bad Batch can blow up. Wrecker's pretty good at wrecking shit. So, I mean, I think they could get out and get in pretty quickly.
I don't know, man. Like, the Nulls, like I said, they're going to go in disguises, right? The Bad Batch rarely uses disguises, and not a single one of them is going to look disguised on fucking Wrecker. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, Wrecker's not gonna go in. Like, he gonna be the get y'all out real quick with some he and the ship ready to fucking come blow some shit up.
So they don't even have their big firepower with them,
because it's an infiltrate mission. It's not a fucking blow up and get in, get out. I mean, they'll probably, like I said,
once the alarms start going off, because I mean, you're saying they're gonna have to blow their way out. Once the alarms start going off, Wrecker ain't around no more.
Wrecker in the ship, and he's ready to come pick them up, because I mean, their fucking ship is pretty much a ghost on all sort of sensors and everything.
But like, these guys are like 2.5 kilometers down in the Imperial Palace. He's not gonna fly his ship into the Imperial Palace 2.5 kilometers down. They gotta fight through all that if they're coming out loud.
Yeah, I mean, you also have Crosshair, which is always gonna be on the lookout for shit, and he's gonna give the best covering fire, because that motherfucker don't miss a shot.
He got Parkinson's. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is like we're in their pristine time, right? We're not post like PTSD. Crosshair, right?
Yeah, as a moderator interjection here, I did say that they both groups were at peak.
Yeah, this isn't PTSD Crosshair. This is episode 1 Bad Batch fucking shooting off mirrors and hitting 18 different targets.
All right, I'll allow that. Still,
I don't know if the Nulls have a sharpshooter like the Bad Batch does.
I guarantee you every single one of the Nulls is going to be on Crosshair's level. They're just that good.
But are they dedicated to it?
They have one or two that are dedicated to stealth and sharpshooting and that kind of thing. Think Prudy, right? Because Prudy trains the Spec Ops dudes.
As another interjection, I would have to say, like, for and I can't back this with objective facts, but I would say all the Nulls may be on Crosshair's level, but Crosshair's specialization, I feel, makes him better than any single, like, if it was a 1-on-1 Crosshair versus any other Null on sharpshooting, Crosshair would still win.
Yeah, Crosshair's genetically bred to be good at what he does. The Nulls are pretty much, they're supposed to be like top tier and everything like that, but they're not bred specifically for one exact thing.
That's true. They are meant to be the like ultimate flex kind of soldier, so they're good at everything.
I highly doubt any of them have Hunter's kind of like spidey sense that he has, fucking intuition. So I mean, if one thing goes wrong, they're not ready for it. But Hunter, he's always ready for it.
I think, okay, I'll give him the spidey sense, but they're definitely ready for when shit goes wrong. They're Mandalorians, right? Mm-hmm. On top of being Null Arc troopers, they are always prepared for shit to go bad. They got the gear, they got the intel. They don't do ops like this without like proper prep and planning and multiple exfil options and contingencies and that kind of thing. Like, Hunter may be able to you know, modify the plan on the fly, but I guarantee you they've already planned like 3 steps ahead.
So I guess it really just comes down to, if the Bad Batch can blow up quicker, then y'all can sneak out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if you're trying to sneak past people instead of just blowing them the fuck up, I feel like blowing them the fuck up goes a little bit quicker.
It depends, right? Because like, if I can just take the elevator up 3 kilometers and just walk out the front door, which is something they do fairly often, I feel like that's going to be a lot faster than fighting my way through 3 kilometers worth of guards and troopers.
But you also, I mean, Bad Batch is definitely going to be, I mean, alarms and shit like that, Tech and Echo probably deal with those pretty quick. Wrecker is going in if he really goes in. I mean, like I said, I doubt that he would go into an infiltration op. He's probably, you know, waiting at the exit pretty much. I just can't really fucking even think of a better scenario here to try to get, trying to think of like episodes where they actually did infiltration ops that actually went well.
They really didn't.
Yeah.
They really didn't. Pretty much every single one of their ops goes wrong.
Yeah, at some point or another.
As a final point of contention between the two, we all know from, you know, different media, not just Star Wars, that no successful infiltration mission is seen to fruition without a supporting group for the actual infiltration team themselves. With these two groups, who do you think would have the better supporting team helping them?
I'm going to say it's going to be the Nulls, because most likely, especially for a lot of these ops, they pull in, what's that droid's name? TK what? You know which one I'm talking about, right? The duo, the droid and the...
I do know what you're talking about. However, I'm not going to help you assist here. No fact checks for me. Or not, well, no information provided for me. I will fact check.
Anyway, they have a full, like, sentient, not tied down by the droid limitations. The droid, like, can't do this, can't do that kind of thing. They have a fully autonomous droid companion that they hire for a lot of ops like this, especially infiltrating Imperial stuff like they do later in the Imperial Commando series.
For the fact check purpose of this, the what he's talking about is that this droid does not have the subroutines that most droids have that allow them to not harm humans or be completely subservient to humans.
Yeah. Essentially, the droid has rights, but he did it himself.
Droid. I have a pretty much a cyborg, Echo. I
mean, he's on the op.
Yeah, but I guess this is another question for Nakeda. Would this be, so if you're asking for outside help, so you have Bad Batch's connections with the Rex's group. So is Rex's group a outside help that they could get, or is this
yes.
a different...
Any resource that each group could use in their own respective media is allowed to be in this scenario.
Okay, so I mean, Rex had inside people in the Imperials left and right. That's how they always got their Imperial codes and everything like that.
Are we in the time period where Niner and Darman are still in the ICs?
I think we're in period where they're dead.
Well, Niner didn't die.
But didn't Darman die?
I mean, have you read the damn thing?
I haven't.
Because I don't want to spoil that.
I haven't finished it.
Okay, well, Niner's alive. They did have direct comms with Niner and Darman throughout their stay at the Imperial garrison or whatever there. Again, using the droid.
To ease up things, let's just go ahead and say that, like, though the time period is where it is, we'll let all their resources be available. So we'll say that Darman is available to the Nulls.
Okay. Will we still have, like, clones still being used by the Empire?
I mean, if the clones have been phased out, then...
Yeah, that would make it a little hard for Exotic to fight that argument. So yeah, we'll say like, again, the full support is available. So if the clones were available to the Bad Batch in their prime, then they'll be available in the scenario also.
Okay. Well, in that case, we got two boys on the inside working in the Spec Ops division directly under Vader. They have a lot of clearance. They would easily be able to assist the Nulls in getting in and out, providing a distraction, that kind of thing, because they have the proper clearance and the know-how of, like, the facilities and whatnot to get around. So, I mean, we already have insiders that we don't have to, convince to help us, because we already have direct comms to them through the efforts of, that TK droid giving them, installing, personalized comms with, what is it when you're, the code, like, is always changing for a thing? What's the word for that? I don't know, they spoofed the... Yeah, they're like constantly spoofing the signals so that they can they aren't detected by Imperial, like, surveillance and that kind of thing. So they would have definitely inside job dudes on this, as well as, you know, whatever else they bring with them. There's also Cal, Waylon, the rest of the commandos that defected. We've got Barden, who is a Jedi Mandalorian who goes on a lot of ops with them and is perfectly comfortable wearing the trooper armor as well. They got a big, you know, they got a big group of supporting cast, especially if Barden goes with them. Like, they're easily getting in and out because he can just mind wipe people and force suggest them to fuck right off.
Yeah, there's not really much other shit I could do to force users as just some genetically altered clones.
That batch ain't got no friends.
I mean, they have all the other clones. That's pretty much it. And the fucking lizard lady that betrayed them.
I got trillions of dollars and, like, a full almost garrison of troopers on Mandalore and the Mandalorians and a Jedi Mandalorian. And at this age, what... Cad would be what, like 20 something? So he's in his prime too. You're having a bad day. Yeah, like I said, if Palps ain't around, they're in and out easy peasy, no problem.
All right, any other last remarks before we close it?
The Nulls are better.
Yeah, this is very one-sided.
GG Exotic.
GG Exotic, yeah. Indeed. Yeah, I'm gonna have to give it to the Nulls.
You don't have comedic relief, right?
what I will say is that, like, I feel like the only category that the Bad Batch would have beat the Nulls in would have been support, because I feel like with Rex and his complement of clones, like, scattered everywhere, technically the Bad Batch would have had more resources as far as the infiltration goes. Exfiltration definitely is not their strong suit, so I feel like definitely the Nulls will win, just higher success rate in general on these types of missions and stuff. But I it was still nice to hear you guys argue the fact. I thought that Exotic has some pretty fucking good points that I didn't even think about.
Yeah, Bad Batch are good at making stuff go boom because they fuck everything up.
All right, so we're gonna give it to Winchy on this one, boys. Winchy has won yet another versus.
Keep putting my Mando boys up against your shit. Keep it coming. Let me run you into the ground.
You're always cheating.
I'm gonna ride that train.
You be cheating.
How am I cheating?
You always go back to fucking Legends Mando clones.
And?
Yeah, cleaning up after their shit, so that's definitely one-sided.
Your point is?
Your mom. That's my point.
He likes Mandos too, so.
Thank you everyone for tuning in to our latest Versus segment where we had a clone off between the Null Arcs and the Bad Batch. Please be sure to follow us on all social media wherever you get your podcast fix. The Force Unscripted, at Force Unscripted on Twitter, formerly known as X. And be sure to check out our new, finally finished website, thanks to our boy Winchy here, theforceunscripted.com. Please go there. You can leave us a voice message. You can leave us comments, questions that you may have, topics that you want us to discuss, anything that you feel like telling us. You can drop there, and if you leave a voice note, we may even play it on the show for our listeners to hear. So be sure to do that. And with that being said, may the Force be with you, everyone, and thank you so much for watching.
Have a good one.
Eat a dick, Exotic.
Unfounded.
Like, I did nothing here.
Have a good one.